This is Jason.
This is Carlani.
And you're here for the We're In For The Night podcast, episode 4, a podcast where I make my girlfriend watch a movie every night before we go to bed, and she typically does not like it. We go over these on air. Last night we watched Demolition Man, one of my personal favorites. I'm a huge Stallone fan, and this one was a seminal part of that catalog growing up. His filmography was legend to me when I was a kid. This one, I think, still holds up. You never got to see it as a 14-year-old boy, and I guess you never will, right?
Right.
But as a beautiful woman of nondescript age, what did you think of this movie?
It was a typical Stallone movie.
How dare you say that? It's not a typical Stallone movie. I told you this movie had comedy. It made you laugh once. Once.
I mean, I don't feel like it. Maybe a pity laugh.
You looked at me at one point and you wanted to know about the seashells. This movie's kind of infamous for the seashells thing, where they don't explain how the seashells work. That bothered you a lot.
Yes.
You really wanted to know how the seashells work.
Why would you put that in there and then not explain it?
It's because it's a science fiction movie and there's a lot of things that they didn't explain. But you didn't care for that.
No.
Well, how do you think the seashells worked?
I have no idea. I tried to think about it. I
couldn't. For the rest of the movie, that's why you didn't actually pay attention to the movie?
No, I paid attention.
I sold you on this movie because not only did I say it was a... I didn't say it wasn't a typical Stallone movie. I said it had comedic elements and that you actually had complained to me about Dark City, which we did on the first episode, and you said that all future movies are dreary and grimy, and I said, well, there's one that they should... A nice, polite future, but things are a little off, and Taco Bell everywhere. You're a big Taco Bell fan. Or was at one point in your life. You couldn't relate to this? I mean, you didn't find the in-jokes funny on this and the prophetic nature of a lot of things going on here? You didn't even like Sandra Bullock in this, let's be honest.
No, I just... Yeah,
I'm getting the feeling you didn't like this movie. Just come on out and say it.
I mean, compared to the last three that we've watched, this is by far the best.
Okay, yeah. So I'm getting better with my picks.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You picked this one. I gave you a choice of 4 movies to watch, and you picked this out of the 4.
Probably because the other ones were way worse. No, they were like the Ninja. Weren't they the sequels to the Ninja movie?
No, I wish that movie had a... Are you talking about Ninja Academy from last year? I wish that movie had a single, or a sequel, excuse me. No, but we ended up watching this instead. In this movie, we just saw the Batman at the San Francisco Symphony. We did that with Tim Burton's film with the Danny Elfman score, and I thought this movie had a lot of Batman stuff going on in it. Didn't you feel that the same way?
Yeah.
And you didn't like Sandra Bullock in this?
No. She seems so stupid.
Well, she's naive in the movie. Her character's naive.
But that's just not believable. But maybe that's just because I know her now versus...
You guys get together for lunch on occasion?
No.
You're a little upset the way she's portrayed here? Yes. What are you talking about? First of all, her whole career she's played naive, sweethearted people.
Not naive. Not really. No. Maybe, okay, and speed a little bit, but she didn't play stupid. This one was, like, stupid.
You insulted me when we were watching this, suggesting that her and Stallone had no chemistry.
They didn't.
You think that her and Keanu Reeves had better chemistry?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
What do you mean, oh, yeah? There's a
Even
lead
her
under
and
that.
Ryan Reynolds.
I didn't like the way... First of all, why you gotta bring Ryan Reynolds up always?
Because that was a good chemistry, too.
Just because you like Ryan Reynolds doesn't mean that Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds...
Just looking at the TV, yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. So, anyways, getting back to my boy Stallone on Demolition Man. I'm sorry that I went 0-for-4 now, but we're getting better. You kind of liked this one.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
See? I knew it was in there somewhere.
I mean, compared to the other ones.
That a girl.
I stayed up longer.
You did. We actually watched this in 2 nights. We broke this down because, you know, this movie's so long in an hour and 50 minutes. We had to break this down into 2 nights.
Well, you fell asleep the first night before I did.
Why do you constantly try to throw that out there? This is the battle. As you guys can see, this is the battle we have. You fell asleep, and then I generously asked if you wanted to finish it, and you said yes, and I thought that was because you liked it. Turns out you just wanted to figure out how the seashells worked. Never happens. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up. I am Jason.
This is Kylani.
Thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back with you next time for an all-new episode of the We're In For The Night podcast.